Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and all of you lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We don't want to forget the good guys neither, okay? That's who we're addressing here. Those that love the truth, love the show. And that's why it is growing exponentially, and that's what we're going to continuously do, is give people the resolve concerning the issues as we highlight the issues that need to be brought to resolve. Justice guards our liberties. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Y'all remember this, don't you? The definitive list of food companies and products feeding your children. And we wrote about this. Tim wrote about it. The morning show host wrote about it. And then I wrote about it, unbeknownst to him, covering the same exact topic. And what we found is all food, a majority of the foods that we're eating right now, have something called Cenemix in them. Cenemix. And it's aborted baby. It's aborted baby. There's a whole list of it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. This information's been out there for some time now concerning our food, candies, beverages. The list goes on. Even pet foods, direct information. There's links and the such. And we found that Cenemix was found to have made about $29.32 million in 2017 concerning the companies that they were working with. And it's interesting how many are allied with actually using Cenemix, aborted baby, in their food products. And if you think that you're exempt from this, I'm telling you, folks, it's all the popular foods that are served up to you on a 24/7 basis that have these sorts of ingredients in them. So do your due diligence. As a matter of fact, what I'll do in just a couple minutes here, I will take that and I will copy and paste and append that to our social media platforms to the best of my abilities, at least the ones that I see in front of me. I just got this morning, seen it a couple times, and it is none other than, you know, it's getting to the point of, oh my goodness, it's everywhere, right? Well, we have scientists now warning that eggs are causing thousands of people to suddenly form blood clots. I'm not making this up, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, folks. But again, this all ends when the good people in this country stand up and say enough of all this and hold the bad people accountable for what they are doing here concerning the fact that some reason or another, friends, again, for some reason or another, the eggs are now being found to, at least within, friends, they're finding that the fruit of these eggs are suddenly forming blood clots within. And it's a sad day in America. But again, that leads right into this, doesn't it? If it's not forced abortion and forcing the American peoples to pay for with their tax dollars, unbeknownst to the American people that they're paying for abortions, the murder of the innocent in which God hates, hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. Also put that up against the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not. Well, for some reason or another, the government has found within themselves to go ahead and test their steel, endearing the justice of God. And rest assured, there's going to be a response concerning their violations and transgressions towards my daddy, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. But look at this. We have a brand new fashion world model, Jeremy Ruhlman. He was 27 years old, who suddenly and unexpectedly treading right off the catwalk of life on Sunday. I wonder what happened there. Again, I want to make clear that not all of these deaths are a direct reflection or the direct result of the experimental jabs. But again, pay attention to this, the timing of all of these deaths, friends, that are transpiring right before our eyes. Here's another one for you. We have none other than Robin Smith posting, second ABC News producer dies suddenly. Arika Gonzalez, 28 years old, died overnight following the death of producer Dax Tara, who was 37 years old. And again, the list goes on and the list goes on, and we have another one here. I didn't get to this yesterday, so I'm making up for it. But these are brand new deaths, friends, sudden deaths that are taking place right before our eyes. Rachel Morgan passed away unexpectedly despite being a jogger and in good health, walking a minimum of 10K steps a day, 10,000 steps a day. Okay? And then we highlighted this last week, but this is brand new as well. Another cardiac arrest, sudden death in Las Vegas, super healthy and suddenly without warning, just collapsed at the gym. I wonder how all of these people that now understand more than we do, how important it is that we take heed to God's warnings. Because that's what prophetic people do. That's what the church is supposed to be doing in unison, friends, is warning the people to flee from the wrath to come. And in this particular case, to flee from them that have a long history of stealing, killing, and destroying, just like their father, John 10:10. Read scripture. Look at this one. Anesthesia. Choreographer Peggy Hickey dies at 61 years old. This again is all brand new. This is what's transpiring in the face of the American people. I bet you didn't see this one. Longtime Norwalk West Rocks teacher Kelly Hibbard dies at 53 years old, a generous Doolittle. Huh. Boy, just imagine if these people would have looked at people like me as faithful servants that deliver souls rather than conspiracy theorists. And it's interesting who they were taking heed to. They were listening to the mainstream media that was covering four conspirators, in fact, Jeremiah 11:9, in taking heed to the fact that us conspiracy theorists were, in fact, just exposing those that were responsible for committing the act of conspiracy. I bet they would probably, if they could redo it again, they would be crying out to the world saying, hey, listen, what they're telling you is absolutely true. Here's a brand new one again, friends. Metal drummer TJ DeBlas, dead at 38 years old. All of this right in the face of the American people. And who was the one that pushed this whole agenda forward, friends? Well, the people had to drink the Kool-Aid, and the people drank the Kool-Aid. Not most, but some did. This all coming from Fauci. And when we continuously reiterate the point that, friends, these are repeat criminals, listen carefully. The expose just reported that secret CDC report confirms nearly 120,000 kids, youngsters, died suddenly in the United States of America by October 22nd following the rollout of COVID vaccines, as they're called. Well, guess what we're going to be talking about, folks? We're going to be talking about justice. Dr. David Martin is actually bringing forth judgment concerning the responsible parties here, and that's what we're going to be leading up to here in just a couple minutes on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm going to play the duration of the video audio so you can hear and see for yourself as to what is transpiring behind the
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The joke's on you, folks. I know people are making light of it. As a matter of fact, I just want to do this. I want to show this to you again. People are questioning what I said, and I said it three different ways, but I'll say it a fourth. Scientists warn eggs are causing thousands of people to suddenly form blood clots. Okay? That's what I was highlighting. And I was putting that up against the food supply companies and what it is that they're putting in their food supplies. And I can rest assured it's what you're eating on or nibbling on sometime during the day and throughout the day. It's all the things that are being offered to you at the local stores by big corporations concerning Cinemix, aborted babies. Okay, so I just kind of lined it up with that. It's interesting how many people make light of it. They make jokes of it. And it's to me, I'm trying to figure out the humor of all this. I mean, we, for some reason or another, we're taught to humor ourselves out of the fact that people are being killed by big corporations. What does that cause us to be, or does it indemnify ourselves from our responsibility to protect the lives? Is that why we say or make light of this situation? I mean, really, people, I mean, get a clue to the severity of what's going on here, because it's not a joke. People are dying. You know, nobody really understands when people die until it happens to them. And then when it happens to them, it's not funny anymore. They don't take it lightly anymore. Matter of fact, many ministries are born that way. So I'd be very careful about making light concerning, the things that are happening in the country, especially knowing what it's causing in the lives of others. I wanted to cover this too, going back to which, and if you want to call in 1-866-582-9933, but Fauci lied. We've covered this 1,000 times. You've heard this from Robert Kennedy Jr. You've heard it from 1,000 different doctors, at least, in the United States of America concerning the repeat criminal of Anthony Fauci. And what's coming out now, folks, is in ExposeNews.com, is Fauci lied again. And guess what? He's going to lie again next week. He's going to lie again next month. And he's going to lie again next year, because the people are allowing them to lie. That's why. And why would somebody allow it? Because it's within them. That's why. And if you look at this, children died. Secret CDC report confirms nearly 120,000 young people died suddenly. I guess, again, we're supposed to make light of this. This in the USA alone, by October 22nd. And guess what? I have a friend this morning that just highlighted from South Dakota, and she texted me, and these are reliable sources, friends, and she had taken the time to text me the severity of what is in fact happening within the system as to how we're being lied to on a 24/7 basis. They were talking about, she said, on our local news, they were talking about adding a COVID booster yearly along with the flu shot. Is that insane? Is that insane? But again, it's happening. I also wanted to bring this to the light because it was just sent over to me just a little bit ago. And this is in San Diego. A city council now repeals unconstitutional vaccine mandates. Okay? We're looking to confirm that, but it looks legitimate, and it redirects right back to Fox News 5 in San Diego. We were just there last week, but it's just like in the military, friends. Now they're repealing these vaccine mandates. Well, how many people were actually forced into compliance, as they would say? Because they weren't forced into anything. It just shows you who they serve. They claim that they serve God, but when the state comes in and says, you better do this or else, you see who they bend their knee to. And if you want to understand that scripturally, read Daniel 3, friends, concerning Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You don't bow, you don't burn. You don't bow, you don't take the experimental jabs. Okay? But isn't it interesting, after the killing's done, right, then they repeal. And it doesn't that not go back to the point, friends, and prove the point that they push it on you before you even know what's in it? Remember when criminal Pelosi said during Obamacare, she said, let's just pass the bill and then we'll see what's inside of it. Well, guess what? As stupid as that sounds, that's exactly what the people just did. They didn't even know what was in these experimental jabs. They just took them for face value. Murderers like that of Klaus Schwab, like that of Bill Gates. And look who they're appointing to these high positions concerning administrative law, which undermines the Constitution through the likes of a WHO or the CDC or the NIH. Friends, isn't that interesting? They pushed it on you through force. Governors throughout the United States of America attacked small businesses, shut them down. They stole your money, gave it away to the businesses that took heed, and so did the churches, by the way. They took the money. Instead of serving God and standing against the tyrants, small businesses, instead of standing against corruption in government, they took the money and then they attacked the customers, the innocent, in the process. That's called totalitarianism, friends. And the point that I'm making here, friends, is before anybody even knew what was inside of the experimental jabs, they pushed it on you, and then what did the people have to do? They had to stand up to repeal it. Wait a second. The burden of proof was on them to prove that it was valid in the first place, but the people didn't put the burden of proof on the responsible party pushing the narrative. No, what they did is they used public sway through the mainstream media to belittle anybody that failed to go along with the agenda and trying to polarize you and demonize you, and many folded right there instead of standing up to it. Shame on you. Shame on you. And now we're seeing all of these, like the military repealing these forced vaccines, as they call them, or mandated vaccines, whatever you want to call them, however they want to go ahead and play you concerning semantics here. And now after the damage is done, now they're saying, okay, you can go ahead and repeal them. Folks, you got it completely backwards. Completely backwards. That's not justice, that's injustice. And now that they're being repealed, and now that we know the fruit of these experimental jabs, what's happening? Are the guilty being held accountable? Oh, folks, just wait a minute. We're getting up to that. We're getting up to that. My friend also sent this to me, and I thought it was worth repeating. Breaking news. A new and more dangerous COVID variant has been detected. It's called baloney, 24/7. It attacks common sense and destroys evidence based on medicine. It spreads via mainstream media, Fauci, CDC, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the list goes on. Stay safe, everyone. People wait until the damage is done, and then they respond to it. And how many times after the fact is it too late for them to actually stand up and do something about what's going on? That's why I continuously reiterate the point that Americans, it's prevention is better than cure. And I told you the story, and it's a true story, out in Colorado, where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. See, what they did, friends, is they took down the warning signs, the thou shall not, Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. They took the warning signs down where these cars were going around these windy curves. And because the sign was removed, the cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. That's called a lawless message. And that's what's in the hearts of Americans in a majority rule. Let's put it that way. Concerning the lawlessness, the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. That's a sign of the end times, right? That judgment cometh. But what's interesting, again, they wait for the cars to go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. A concerned committee got together and they said they needed to fix the problem. This is America. This is exactly America. You know what the concerned committee did? They said we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. At the bottom of the mountain. Yep, this is how Americans think. After the destruction has taken place, after innocent people have been murdered, the guilty go free because those people still give them a pass, or they make light of it, they make jokes out of it, and little do they know the joke's on them. And the fact of the matter is, folks, what happens? They do it again. They regroup, they do it again. They regroup, they do it again. And what are they doing now? They're regrouping to do it again. And rest assured, they're going to do it again if the American people don't put a stop to it. You know, and to prove the point as far as how the narrative is driven and controlled here, I thought it was important that Activist Post just brought something to light that we all need to take heed to before this hard break. Did you see that the TSA, an unconstitutional agency, seizes passport of journalists who is critical of the World Economic Forum? This is where governors from the United States of America and what they call themselves as leaders on a global basis come together and they listen to those that are paying them to sell their people out, and they come together and they indoctrinate each other with their devilish doctrines and dangerous ideologies. And what happened is we had a couple people over there. Actually, there was more than a couple. We highlighted a couple events over there. And what's interesting is when they went over there, everything was continuously searched and in many cases seized on the way back. On the other side of the break, I'm going to go over and I'm going to bring you to this journalist who wants to tell you exactly what's going on, because she had the audacity or integrity to actually go over to DeVos and actually confront the issues as to what was going on over there. Look at what it took to get back home, and look at how they've been harassing her on the way back home. I'm going to play that for you in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has announced a major upgrade in U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will be sending 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, the equivalent of one Ukrainian battalion.
He says Ukraine needs those tanks to counter Russia's evolving military moves. The news site The Hill is reporting West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to urge the speaker to negotiate with the president over the debt limit, which pays for spending already approved by Congress. Meanwhile, a top economist at investment bank Goldman Sachs is warning the debt ceiling standoff could trigger a recession. The flight scorecard today, more than 550 canceled, about 2,700 delayed, most of those because of the big winter storm that is blasting the Midwest and heading to the Northeast. It's the storm that spawned a dozen tornadoes in Houston yesterday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I want to show this to you really quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, go up to SOL Radio and subscribe to that Rumble feed. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. We're going to continuously cover this. I'm going to play a video for you as well as audio from Dr. David Martin concerning how judgments is going forward. Concerning the guys that are responsible for, or should I say the monsters that are responsible for the pandemic. And I'll let him say what he needs to say in just a second here. Before we get to that, I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know that we were just teeing this up during the last segment and during the end of the last segment concerning a journalist who went over to confront and to find out the real information concerning the World Economic Forum, only to find out the likes of governors there. Governors were there, and they were speakers, and of course they were hanging out with the likes of George Soros, international war criminal's son, and all these other global leaders, as they love to be called. And she was exposing them, and so they did that, as did others. And again, we covered a couple of the events that took place over there concerning the confrontation or the confronting of the head of the CEO of Pfizer, Moderna, so on and so forth. And this is another one. She came back, and I want to show you how the mainstream media and their criminal agencies are being used to harass the American people that are trying to get you the truth of the matter. And of course, you don't hear this from the mainstream media. Thank God you still have people such as these that I'm about ready to show you that are willing to lay it on the line to get you the information that you need. But again, friends, I want you to hear the absolute harassment that she's endured. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. TSA is predicated upon a false authority, a pretended authority. There's no lawful authority because it's an unconstitutional agency. Like so many agencies in the United States of America that were created, of course, out of September 11th, and we now know what those agencies are aimed at, us, Americans, American Christians, Christian American patriots, conservatives, so on and so forth. And again, I want you to get a taste of it because this just recently happened. Check this out, folks. A journalist coming back from the World Economic Forum.
Okay, so we just landed in Phoenix, Arizona. Just got back from the World Economic Forum. 15 hours of flying later, and I do not have my passport. I've gone through 5 different security checkpoints. I've been searched at every single one. I got body searched twice. My bags were taken apart 3 times, and now we're going through search number 4 or 5, and I can't get my passport until after. So my passport has been detained, and I'm here in the airport again.
And again, friends, here we have a woman, and she's obviously a little afraid about what's going on, concerning what's going on. Where are the men? Where are the men to stand up and do this stuff? Hey, folks, get me a ticket. I'll go. Matter of fact, I'll be the first one to go. These women need to be protected, and I want to tell you why these women are standing up and doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. They're doing what the men are leaving off, and I high-five every single one of them in being obedient and willing to do what the men are unwilling to do. And I'm sure the Lord is blessing it because of what we're facing concerning this effeminate society in America today concerning our men. I also wanted to share this with you before I play this video by David Martin. And, you know, you guys are all aware of the fact that the cause of death released in Diamond's sudden passing at 51 years old. You know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on over there. And it's also interesting to note how both of these sisters, how they just almost with fingers on their eyeballs and their ears plugged, supported Donald Trump. And that is the most foolish thing anybody can do. You know, we're supposed to suspect everyone that approaches that jewel. And we're supposed to judge, said Patrick Henry, son of liberty. And we're also supposed to judge men by their fruit. And how they overlooked the fruit of that criminal, Donald Trump, I know not. But they continuously advocated and supported everything he did and held him up on their backs and on their platforms. Well, it's interesting, Lynette Hardaway, better known as Diamond, suddenly passed away at 51 years old without any notice. Suddenly, right? During her funeral in North Carolina, her best friend, Rochelle Hardaway Richardson, better known as Silk, questioned whether or not Americans are being poisoned by the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, wait a second. Maybe what they should do is take a step back and look at the very one that calls himself the father of the vaccine. Now, some may say, well, she took it. Some may say she didn't. Well, you do know, friends, that she just got to the point where she couldn't breathe anymore, right? And it was a heart attack that she had. And, of course, they want to revise. They want to moderate. The federal agencies like FEMA and others are coming in and saying, listen, we need to have you basically rename the cause of death. We'll take care of all of your expenses at the funeral. We showed you all of this, friends. This coming from reliable sources. We know this is a fact. Why would the federal government do that if it was legit? You all the well know why they're doing that, because they mean to cover up their crimes. They don't want any fingerprints on anything that they're doing. And look what we have here now. She couldn't breathe. It just suddenly passed away at age 51 years old without any notice. Without any notice. And Silk said, instead of asking if Americans are vaxxed or unvaxxed, the real question to ask is, are Americans being poisoned? Of course they are. You need to ask the question as to who's responsible for spreading that poison, the man that calls himself the father of the vaccine. And I'm not even going to blame Donald Trump. I'm going to take the people that didn't take the time to know the difference concerning the Donald Trump that took his lead. How's that working out for you? And who supported them more than Silk and Diamond? Nobody did. Silk said Diamond suddenly couldn't breathe. She and her husband called 911, but it was too late. It was too late. Who are they supporting? Can you even make it up? Now do you understand when the Lord says you have eyes but you don't see? You have ears but you don't hear? Hey, folks, when I was in California, I was highlighting much of the stuff that I'm talking about even now. Somebody said, as I was covering the Great American Appeasers, those people in California were in shock. And it's like, aren't you complaining about the establishment? Yeah. Well, guess who these guys are? They're there to protect the establishment concerning the Great American Appeasers. Jason Chaffetz, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Issa, Jim Jordan, the list goes on. Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the list goes on. They're there to protect the establishment. Are they protecting it? Absolutely. There's nothing more or less going on inside of those floors, friends, but a bunch of name-calling. And the fact of the matter is both wings are a part of the same bird. Someone had the audacity. Should I say that? No, I don't want to say audacity. Someone gave me the door wide open, and they said, well, what about Donald Trump? What about Donald Trump? I said, thank you for asking. And then I began to show them the fruit hanging from his corrupt branches. They were shocked. The good news, I said to them, you know what you need to do is you need to learn from your forefathers. They didn't seek out their favorite politicians. As a matter of fact, if you look at constitutional provision, it put those that serve we the people under the people that they serve. What do the American people have done now? Well, they've taken on a title of nobility. Instead of calling them the President of the United States of America, they may as well say we have no king but King Trump. Because that's exactly how they act. What our forefathers did is made an appeal to heaven. They didn't make an appeal to their favorite politicians, friends. And praise God for the opportunity in doing so, because on the way out, many of those people came up to me and said to me, thank you for getting our eyes back on Jesus where they belong. Of course. Of course. You need to put down these clowns in the circus of politics, Americans, and figure out as to how you're being laughed at, how you're being played. Because there's nothing funny about what's going on in this country. Now, folks, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and start this up. This is just for the sake of time. This is Dr. David Martin, Ph.D. I've seen quite a bit of stuff that he has put out there. And everything I've heard from David has been very good. So I'm just going off of what he's saying here because it's very good. And hopefully he proves to be true in what he's bringing forth. But he's talking about, this was just exactly reported just this week, and he's bringing forth information concerning the murder charges that are coming soon concerning the responsible party of those that have pushed the narrative and this whole pandemic. Okay? So what I want to do is, without further ado, I got a hard break coming up in about 2 minutes. I'm going to play it out for 2 minutes, and then on the other side, I'm going to finish it off. This is Dr. David Martin, Ph.D., talking about the criminals that will be punished. Check this out.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Eric, and welcome to everybody who's watching. I am not going to retread the ground that I have tread many times. For those of you who have not been familiar with the work, you can go to prosecutenow.com. And at prosecutenow.com, you will see the Utah federal case that we have filed against the president, against CMS, and against the Department of Health and Human Services. If you want to understand why we refuse to use the term vaccination, that's the reason why. So go to prosecutenow.com. There you'll also see the summary of litigation, and you'll also see the draft indictment. What I can say is that we have three different law enforcement agencies who, in fact, are working with us right now on the development of the very first criminal indictment against one of the sociopaths that architected this global campaign of terror. And
the global campaign of terror, he said.
Between now and the 22nd of May. So... the crime is...
So what we're going to do is, I don't want to miss any of this, friends. I want you to hear all of it. But he talked about the global campaign of terror. Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorism is government by intimidation. So what Dr. David Martin is proclaiming here is, so far, folks, absolutely spot on. So let's see what he has to say about the coming judgment upon the heads of the wicked in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boy, oh boy, people just get goofy. Wow, 1-866-582-9933. Dr. David Martin talking about the coming judgment of those that are responsible for the crimes of genocide on a global basis. Let's get back to this, and I want to replay it so you can hear it all.
Thanks, Eric, and welcome to everybody who's watching. I am not going to retread the ground that I have tread many times. For those of you who have not been familiar with the work, you can go to prosecutenow.com. And at prosecutenow.com, you will see the Utah federal case that we have filed against the president, against CMS, and against the Department of Health and Human Services. If you want to understand why we refuse to use the term vaccination, that's the reason why. So go to prosecutenow.com. There you'll also see the summary of litigation, and you'll also see the draft indictment. What I can say is that we have three different law enforcement agencies who, in fact, are working with us right now on the development of the very first criminal indictment against one of the sociopaths that architected this global campaign of terror. And you will be hearing more about that between now and the 22nd of May. So
this just came out yesterday.
The crime is coming. And if you haven't read the Utah filing, please do, because it is actually extremely, extremely important. And obviously some of you are aware that George Wentz, Leslie Manoukian, hired me and George to build the case that ultimately led to the Florida decision that removed masks from airplanes. So we have the first win, which obviously is now benefiting everybody who has to ever be in a plane. And we are now in the middle of the preliminary injunction phase of the Utah case against CMS. But I wanted to lean heavily into the Canadian side of this question, but I want to make sure we stipulate something out of the gate. This is not a public health situation. This is not even a science situation. And while I appreciate the public health people and the scientists who love to talk about the nuance of this, it is like commenting on the merits of firearms at a shooting. This is a case of murder. It is not a case of disease. It is not a case of pandemic. This is a case of murder. And people who are currently doing the delivery of the agent of that murder are, in fact, people who wear lab coats. If they wore anything else, if they wore hoodies, they wore anything else, we'd call them murderers. Right now, we call them doctors. The fact of the matter is, this is premeditated global terrorism, this is premeditated domestic terrorism, and this is premeditated racketeering. And the reason why I say that is because the evidence is that Canada and the United States collaborated, and specifically during the gain-of-function moratorium. For those of you who actually don't understand the dynamics of this, the weaponization of the spike protein associated with WIV1, which is the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1, which was sampled from China reportedly between 2011 and 2013, which was replicated at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in 2013 and 14, which was the subject of the moratorium on the gain-of-function research, where Anthony Fauci said to Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in October of 2014, that while there was in fact a gain-of-function moratorium, his work on the weaponization of the Wuhan Institute of Virology virus spike protein was able to go on because, I quote, he had already been funded, end quote. And this study, which was done in vivo, resulted in two papers, one in 2015 and one in 2016, both stating that the Wuhan Institute of Virology virus 1 spike protein targeting endothelial tissue, targeting lung tissue, targeting kidney tissue, he stated that it was, and I'm quoting, poised for human emergence. So anybody who wants to sit here and pretend like this is anything other than premeditated murder is actually watching freight cars roll across Germany and wondering where neighbors are going.
Exactly.
The fact is that there is no question whatsoever that this was a premeditated act of murder. And for those of you who have not heard it, I will not get on a show without reciting the evidence. In March of 2015, Peter Daszak, the chief architect of the deployment of this particular campaign of terror, along with Anthony Fauci and Ralph Baric, Peter Daszak made the following statement. To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, we need to increase the public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process.
The pill and the jam.
If you think that this is an issue that has anything to do with a virus spreading in a pandemic, you are delusional. This is a premeditated crime. They announced the crime in 2015, and conveniently, the government of Canada entered into an agreement with the distribution of the lethal agent in 2015. And specifically, that was Thomas Madden, that was Peter Cullis, and that was Peter Cullis, Thomas Madden, and Ian McLaughlin, who at the University of British Columbia developed the lipid nanoparticle that was required to first demonstrate the ability to actually do what was called gene silencing in monkeys, and then took that technology after a lawsuit, which was a $65 million lawsuit. The settlement of that lawsuit in 2012, and for those in Canada, look up that lawsuit. It was the lawsuit between Protiva, Techmira, Alcanna Therapeutics, and the University of British Columbia. After the $65 million settlement was paid in that particular case, in 2015, Alcanna Therapeutics, owned by Thomas Madden and Peter Cullis, sublicensed the lipid nanoparticle technology to Moderna for the development of an mRNA vaccine during the gain-of-function moratorium in violation of U.S. and Canadian law, because it's illegal in Canada to support and make an agent which enables the delivery of a biological weapon. That's actually illegal in Canada. And it's illegal to develop and aid in the development of a biological weapon in the United States.
If you're just joining us, we're listening to Dr. David Martin, Ph.D., exposing the coming judgments upon the heads of the responsible party behind the pandemic.
Those are felony violations of two parts of the criminal code of the United States, 18 U.S. Code subsection 2339, which is conspiring to commit acts of terrorism, and 18 U.S. Code section 175, funding and creating a biological weapon. The fact of the matter is, Alcanna, Acuitas, and the University of British Columbia, together with Moderna, are in fact guilty of felony violations of 18 U.S. Code Section 175. And that felony violation took place in 2015, specifically during the gain-of-function moratorium. Any law enforcement official who is actually doing anything in support of Trudeau is aiding and abetting the criminal acts of the government of Canada, the criminal acts of the University of British Columbia, and the criminal acts of Acuitas, Alcanna, and its principals, Thomas Madden and Peter Cullis. So, lest we sit here and pretend to stand on ceremony, the fact of the matter is, it does not matter what clinical trials have or haven't been done. That's like debating the merits of copper when a bullet is in a corpse. That is a foolish exercise. What we need to be doing is focusing all of our efforts single-handedly and directly on the criminal prosecution of terrorists who have now aided and abetted in the murder of millions.
Listen.
And just to put a fine point on this thing, Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, in addition to being the architect of the spike protein weaponized to destroy humanity, also holds patent interest in the invention of remdesivir, which was known in its clinical trials in the early 2000s to be lethal when used in patients for a number of other pathogens, and willfully and knowingly distributing an agent that is in fact known to be harmful and fatal to humans is premeditated murder.
There you go, folks.
And the fact
premeditated murder. Folks, we got to get behind people that are bringing forth justice, because without justice, we lose our freedoms. We know this on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.